I want you to hear my heart in this. I want this to be something that builds you up in your most holy faith. I do not want this to be in any way a condemnation or a guilt trip, or if you're tempted to hear it that way, please reject that now in Jesus' name. I want to build you up, and I want to reflect God's word to you about this subject briefly, and I want you to meditate on it and think about it, and then I want you to pray about what you're being taught this morning here in these few minutes, okay? I don't want you to react to it. I want you to respond to the Lord. Does that make sense? Because we do a lot of reacting, and God wants to teach us his truth. And one thing we know about his truth, it's for our good and for our blessing. And the more that we understand where he's going and what he's doing and where he's taking us, the more we can join with him on that journey. We can join our wills to his will and see God's will accomplished in and through our lives, and in this case, this morning, our bodies. Why should we be a good steward of our body? I mean, the whole culture says, hey, it's your body, do whatever you want with it, right? If you're comfortable with this, if you're not comfortable with that, so forth and so on. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible tells us that you did not make yourself, that God has made you for his good pleasure, and God has made you so that you would display his glory. Now, this takes on many aspects of our body and what we do with our body. So, the very first place that Scripture starts about stewardship in general is in Genesis, where the Bible tells us that we are to steward everything, including ourselves, for God, not for ourselves, but for God. And we are to rule over everything, subdue everything, and make it obey God's order and God's command. And that includes our bodies. Simple truth. If you don't rule over it, it will rule over you. And that will make you ineffective. So there's three things I want to say about this quickly, and that is, first, that we need to have dominion stewardship of our bodies. Everything about our bodies, what we see, what we say, what we eat, what we do with our body, whether we exercise or whether we don't, everything about our body. The second thing is that this body doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God, and we need to glorify him with it and in it. And the third thing is that we need to do this so that we don't cancel out the gospel flowing out of our lives into other people's lives. Okay, let's look at Romans. If you could turn quickly with me to Romans chapter 12. Very familiar scripture, 1 and 2. I will, if you can get there quickly, you can catch me. This would include everything that we do with our bodies. You know, one of the things that I was encouraged years ago by a brother who was pouring his life into me was that, you know, I have to run the race of life, and I have to use the gift of my body to have energy and to give myself for the things of the gospel, whether it's teaching, listening, learning, sharing the gospel, whatever it is, and that I needed to steward my body in such a way that I gave it enough sleep. You know what that meant? It meant I had to turn off the TV. It meant I had to turn off the computer. It meant I had to say no to me, so that life could work through my life to somebody else and I had energy to give to it. So if you are not saying no to you, you're not going to be good to you or God's glory or to anybody else because you're just selfishly using your body for yourself or misusing it. Same thing with a whole bunch, an array of different things. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, we use this topic a lot to talk about renewing our mind and thinking like God thinks about things. But you recognize right here at the very beginning, Paul says, He goes right after our bodies. He includes our mind because our mind has to be renewed to what to do with our bodies. But our bodies are the vehicle and the mechanism by which we are going to, in this external world, we're going to glorify God or not. So he's saying, look, your body has to be brought under control of this dominating idea that it's supposed to be brought under submission to God's truth. And this is where you need to live. And you need to glorify God in your body. And this is going to give God glory. And it's going to be an act of worship. Okay? You with me? Okay, so that's the number one reason why we need to do that. The second one is if in Romans, after Romans 12, 1 and 2, turn to 1 Corinthians 6, if you would. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20. This is where Paul is giving instruction to the church at Corinth, and he says, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but sexually immoral person sins against his own body. And then he makes this comment, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? He's reminding you where this came from. And then he says, you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. So, and here's his conclusion, glorify God in your body. Don't be conformed to the way the world does this. Whatever feels good, do it, right? In what we say, think, act, every aspect of our life, what we eat, what if we sleep, if we don't sleep, all those things need to be brought under this heading. And then look over a couple more chapters to your right in chapter 9, beginning in verse 23. Here's Paul's motivation. You ready? Seen through what I just said about dominion, rulership, doing all these things for God. Here's what Paul concludes as kind of a distillation of all that truth. Romans 9, 20, 1 Corinthians 9, 23. I do it all for the sake of the gospel. What is your motivation for what you do with your body? Do you not think about it? Just having it not on the radar and not thinking about it doesn't save you from this. You're going to be responsible. We have to stand before God. What we do in these areas. I belong to God and I need to do everything for the sake of the gospel. And this is what he says, that I might share with them, talking about those in Christ, in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run in such a way that you obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control, fruit of the Spirit, in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we're doing it to receive an imperishable wreath. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But instead, he says, I discipline my body. I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. There are things that we do that block and mar and distort and cover up the life and the light of God from coming into our life and then out through it. And letting the gospel in all its power and presence be beautiful. And we ought not to do that. We ought to give ourselves to displaying God's purpose in and through our life, including our body. Our body should not be a distraction for someone else in every way, shape, and form. And you can fill in the blanks on that. And then in 1 Corinthians 10:31, he says this, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. When we talk about, and we've talked about this a lot, but when we talk about doing everything for God's glory, we're talking about reflecting him. That's what we're talking about. He's the sun, we're the moon, we don't have any power on our own, we're just reflecting the beauty of him. That's what we're made for. doesn't come from us, it comes from him. But he's given us a role to play, and don't let your body detract you or steal from you or steal from God his glory. Amen? Well, let's pray. Will you pray with me about this? Father, we come to you and we ask that you would use us, everything about us, in a redeemed way so that everything might be a living advertisement to make much of you and to say something about the gloriousness of your gospel and your redemptive plan in bringing us back into right relationship with you and having joy in the celebration of that intimacy with you. So, Father, I pray that our bodies wouldn't get in the way of that, that we would rule over it with self-control by your Spirit so that we would magnify you and not distort you, that we would make you known, that it wouldn't be about us and that we would get out of the way so that you could be seen. So, Father, help us in our eating and our drinking and our exercising and our sleeping and our sexuality and every part of us that's physical. Father, we want to use it as an act of worship to you in a redeemed, whole, healthy, life-giving way, as only we can do through your power, through your truth of your word. Transform us to think like you think about this so that we can give you glory by the way in which we reflect you in our bodies. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, amen.